What's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of Way Too Woke with your host, Anthony Newton. And today I just want to discuss a little bit about the gender pay gap. And, you know, obviously this has been brought up for decades by, you know, decades now. And so I've sort of been seeing a little bit of videos and, you know, some intellectuals and researchers talking about just the pay gap and how it needs to dissipate, or, you know, why it may be against women's own interest to dissipate it. And so in, you know, different reasons why it exists, you know, how you can, you know, how you can make it, you know, a little bit more fair, and different statistics and a lot of other knowledge that comes with it. And so I hope you guys like it. I hope you guys pay a little bit of attention and, you know, hopefully get something out of it. And so, like I was saying earlier, there, and to be clear, I do not believe that women should make less than men. Like, in no, you know, in no world, every, you know, if you're doing the same job, there should be equal pay for everybody. And, you know, sometimes you have to get your hands dirty. But let's start there. I don't claim to be a feminist or whatever political correctness terms we're using. However, I do believe in equality for all. Also, you know, big disclaimer, you know, equal opportunity doesn't always equal outcome. And so I think that's just sort of in everything. And when we look at just overall statistics, that's what kind of gets lost in translation. Jordan Peterson talks on this a lot, about the equal opportunity versus equal outcome. And it's, you know, just because you choose to make a society one way, or, you know, you want to make things more fair, doesn't mean that the outcome is going to be a desirable outcome. And I think that's what a lot of people forget about, especially when we're talking about the gender pay gap. So, you know, for everybody that, or for anybody that doesn't, you know, pay attention to the media or haven't really heard anything about this particular topic, the gender pay gap is, you know, is basically saying that men or women make 84%, you know, so 84 cents on the dollar of what men make. And it is an overgeneralization of things, because you sort of try and, you know, it's hard to understand what that exactly means. And so what they're saying is that, you know, and you'll hear people talk about it, saying that, you know, women make less than men for the same job. And, you know, that can be, you know, that can be true across the board. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, like maybe Asians make less, you know, Asians make less to white people in certain fields. You know, black people make less than white people in certain fields. Asians make more than some, like, than white people in certain fields. And you can literally just dissect the numbers however you want it. And so that's sort of what we've gotten ourselves into when talking about the gender pay gap. But that 84, that, so that 84 cents to the man's dollar is not saying that every job in America, you know, the woman makes less. Because we all know there are many women who make a lot more than a lot of men. You know, so You know, there's women running Fortune 500 companies, Fortune 100 companies. You know, there's women, you know, they pretty much dominate the medical field. And, you know, we obviously know, you know, how much you can make as a doctor or a pediatrician or an anesthesiologist. A lot of people on either side of the aisle, they have, you know, they just have a very weird way of trying to dissect these things. And so I think once, you know, once I lay it out for everybody, it'll be hopefully like you'll start to gauge more of, you know, why that pay gap sort of exists. And, you know, like, is it fair? Is it not fair? You know, like, women are so different. So, you know, like, some women don't care. You know, some women really care. You know, regardless of feminist or, you know, whether you just want to get paid more. And I don't really know, like, that many people just push back against this, because it seems like an overall thing where, you know, just like racism, you know, people sort of, you know, people sort of, like, and obviously you have your outliers, but primarily, I think people do want, you know, a more fair society, just, you know, just regardless of, you know, who you are and your socioeconomic status. You know, people just want to be treated fairly, and I believe that most people want that for others. And so that just brings us to, I guess, starting to go into the gender pay gap a little bit. Like I said earlier, according to, you know, Bureau Statistics and a couple of other, you know, mainstream statistical data analytics, they say that women make 84 cents to, you know, the male dollar. And so I guess we'll start by just, you know, taking some of what Dr. Jordan Peterson said. And, you know, he's a psychologist. So, you know, he works on these things and he works with people on these things. And one factor is agreeableness. So women seem to be more agreeable than men. So with that being said, you know, if you're more agreeable, that doesn't necessarily translate to getting, you know, like, if you go in for a job interview, that doesn't necessarily translate to getting you a better raise. Whereas men who are less agreeable and often more aggressive will fight for what they think they should be getting paid. And a lot of people, you know, they'll go straight to, oh, you know, so you're saying, you know, all women are agreeable. And no, we're not generalizing this. This is literally Dr. Peterson, who's worked with thousands and thousands of students. You know, he's helped a lot of women also get, you know, like, become less agreeable so that they can get higher raises. This is just an overall statistic that says that most women are going to be more agreeable than men. And so there are many women out there who are, you know, less agreeable than a lot of males. And, you know, a lot of those women are going to succeed in the workplace, basically just because, you know, or, you know, that doesn't translate to succeeding in the worst place in the workplace. Sorry, that translates to getting better offers to do that same job. And If we want to take a step back for a second, I think people don't really understand how somebody can get paid different for doing that same job. And I don't think many people are put in the position where, you know, they can ask for, you know, what they want to get paid. So, you know, for a lot of jobs, you just sort of go in there, you know, you're trying to get the job, and they have a baseline, and they say, this is what you're going to get paid. And so many people are just working off of that rationale. And so, like, I could see how a lot of people get confused with that. But, you know, some people actually are, you know, some corporate systems and, you know, in a lot of different jobs, they offer, you know, they say, you know, what's your salary range, or however they may ask the question. And, you know, that's important. And that's where the agreeableness factor sort of comes in. Because if you're, like, if you're less agreeable and you say, I want $60,000, you know, you might be more willing to die on that hill than, say, you know, a woman or another man that just happens to be, like, just happens to be more agreeable. And I think that's, I think not knowing is where a lot of people sort of just see the pay gap, and they don't understand how somebody in the same job can be getting paid less than somebody else. And so, agreeableness is definitely a factor. You know, another factor is obviously the different jobs that these individuals pick. And so what they notice in studies is that, you know, in the STEM fields, and STEM, you know, that's science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, in those fields, they seem to attract more males than females. And the reason why that's important is because, you know, those are the fields that make, you know, some of the bigger salaries. And women seem to choose, and, like, just not generalizing, but just as a, like, a fact, a true statistic, is women choose fields that are more people-oriented, and men seem to choose fields that are very, you know, stuff and task-oriented. So women seem to be more into people, and men seem to be more into stuff. And that is a big reason why the pay gap also exists. I'll give you an example. So in the STEM fields, science, like I said, I'll reiterate, science, technology, engineering, mathematics, you know, they look at things all day. You have very little interaction with people. Most people that work in those fields, they love that. Most women love to interact with people. They love to help people. So those fields just don't seem as, you know, as interesting, I would imagine. And they've tried everything they can to get women into those fields. Even in egalitarian societies like Sweden and it was another European country where they were trying it. But they were learning that the more egalitarian the society became, the more divided the gap was between men and women. And that was because of just like the different choice, like the different choice in what career path they wanted to take. And that's just everybody being on this equal scale, and let's see how this works. And women were still going into the medical field. Women were still going into teaching, caregiving, and so forth. There's, and, you know, people, they'll always try and take in generalization of this, you know, and they'll say, oh, not all women. And obviously not all women. There's going to be outliers in every single study. There's going to be outliers in every single society in general. And so there are going to be many women who say, oh, yep, STEM field, that's for me. Like, yep, I don't really like to talk to people. You know, that's the route I'm going to go. There's also going to be very, you know, like ambitious women that, you know, hey, you know, I'm not going to settle down until I have my career and I've become successful. And speaking of, you know, just the true facts and statistics, those are outliers. And so, and there's no, you know, there's nothing saying that, you know, a woman can't, you know, become the top of the food chain and the head of some big companies. They've done it. And so the jobs seem to be a very big reason why, you know, those, like, why the gap exists as well. Because women, you know, they're still choosing those fields. They're choosing social work. They're choosing medical. They're choosing teaching. Just all the fields that are very rewarding as far as your interaction with people, but doesn't necessarily translate to dollar amounts. And, you know, like, there's nothing wrong with that at all. You know, anybody would tell you, you know, they would rather be happy than to make a lot of money and be miserable. And I wouldn't say everybody would say that, but most people, you know, anybody who sort of knows what's good for them would say that, because we obviously know that money doesn't equal happiness, and for some people, money doesn't equal success. And so, you know, choosing something that you want to do, something that's inherent in your nature, something that's your passion, I think that's way more important than, you know, just going to a job and doing things to, you know, just create wealth or success for yourself. And so that's one of the other reasons why that pay gap exists. There are, like, you can point to many different instances on just, you know, the reason that exists. Because a lot of people just say it exists because there's not equal opportunity, or, you know, like, they've been held down for too long. But, like, that's actually, it's like, just not true. You know, people, they have the same opportunity. You know, obviously, like, your socioeconomic status obviously affords you different opportunity. But that's like, you know, socioeconomics is not, that has nothing to do with gender. I know there's rich men and rich women born into rich families, you know, so the socioeconomic has nothing to do with it. And now coming full circle, talking about, I mentioned earlier that, you know, it might be against women's own interests. And Dr. Peterson, you know, he's an expert in a lot of this stuff. I like to look at policy and politics and, you know, see sort of why this is happening and, you know, look at experts on the field and see if they are able to tell us or just come up with some kind of explanation on why it's happening. That's why I am looking at the gender pay gap. But going back, it could be against women's own interests, because we all understand that women want children. Not all women, but many women want children. It's in our innate nature. If women don't have children, human life just doesn't exist. And so it's an innate just sort of sense that many women go through. And as, as somebody else looking at this, you can say, you're a man, you don't know what a man, like what a woman goes through or whatever. But we've seen over thousands of years, women continue to have children. They know what the process is like. They know, they've seen how hard it is. You obviously don't get the full nature until you actually have a child. But all the negativity that comes with child rearing, and you still choose to do it. And so you can call that whatever you want, but that's a desire and that's purpose. Like, that's fulfillment of wanting to, have a family, wanting to create life, like whatever it is. So with men, they don't actually, they can sort of make money. They can continue to grow. They don't actually have to have children. However, a woman's life sort of, she has to be ready to go, hey, I'll get a successful career and then I'll have a child. I'm 35, 40, or I'll find a husband who would like to have a child and also like to care for both of us. And there are women on all, they're on all sides of the aisle on this issue. Because, some say that, hey, I don't have to have children until I'm 35. And, some want children right away. Some want them at 25, 26. Some want them at 22, 23. And, there's never going to be, a movement where all the women just says, hey, we're not having children until 35. And, that's besides, all the accidents happening and things like that. That's just saying, getting everybody to agree on, however many women there are in the world, to agree that they're just going to, forego having kids and, waste all their time in the workforce. And so that's just not that it's illogical. So, meaning it could be against your own interest is, women, since they create children and, they have to child rear, they're, it's set up for, the systems are set up for, women to take time off of work. It's set up to, have women not go back to work if they don't want to after having a child. Depending on what the situation is like in the household. And so as a woman, you pretty much have to have that sort of figured out at, 25, 26, even 30. While they say 30 is on the precipice, you sort of have to have that figured out. Whereas males, you can have a child and you could be to work the next day. You're still providing for the child and the mother of the child, but it's not the same as, just having, you know, all your eggs in one basket before you hit 30. And so that's, you know, that's a big reason why that pay gap exists. You know, like for all the women who, you know, take maternity leave and don't get paid, which is, you know, a lot of the population, because even in, you know, even in government jobs, you know, if you're gone for a certain period of time, you're just not getting paid. So you're just not making money. So that pay gap exists because of that too. And so, you know, being against, you know, being for or against the pay gap, only that only means that you want certain things. However, you know, people say that, oh, they want the, you know, they want the pay to be equal, but at the cost of what? So the pay gap can be equal, but there's a cost. There's always a cost when you want to equalize certain things in society. You have to decide that, okay, so you have to look at it and say, if I want to get this done, this means that X, Y, and Z can happen. And to get that pay gap to be at least increased for women, there are going to have to be a lot of women who choose the STEM fields and unhappiness over what, you know, over whatever that job is that you have that passion, whether it's teaching or whether it's taking care of people in the medical field and different social climates. And obviously not all women want to do things to take care of people. The majority of them do. So the ones in the STEM fields and the ones who are running companies are mostly outliers. Some of them have families. You know, I'd imagine some of them, they still took time off. However, it's not that it's impossible. Some people just don't want to do it. You know, like some women don't want to do it. And so I think saying that most people, when they talk about the pay gap, they just say there's this pay gap between men and women and it needs to be gone. They don't talk about why the pay gap is actually there. They just said that, hey, we want women and men to make the same thing. And so that, like I just mentioned, can be at the cost of women's own interest to want to have children by the time they're 25 and 26. You know, that could be at the, you know, the cost of the time off that the women get, you know, when they're working certain jobs. So I think people have to take just a better look at certain topics than just going with what the media says. Because, you know, the media, I'm sure some people try their best, but a lot of it is just biased and they're for or against something, which is the same thing as saying they're biased, but they're not going to tell you the full story. And so, you know, in order to keep yourself abreast on everything that's going on, you're going to have to go out and do a lot of digging. That's sort of what I hope to help you guys with when listening to my podcast. But yeah, those are, you know, some of the reasons that the pay gap exists. I'm sorry that this was a little bit monotone. Hopefully it wasn't boring, and hopefully it helped out on, you know, how you look at the gender pay gap. But, you know, I'm sort of at home and my son's sleeping, so trying to keep it down and not get too rowdy. So I hope you guys learned something. Thank you for tuning in, guys. Once again, you're on Way Too Woke with your host, Anthony Newton, and I'm out.